You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lauren Marks is an artist based between Naarm, Melbourne and Tāmaki Makaurau. Sanderson Gallery writes that Lauren's artworks present ethereal and dreamlike scenes whereby figures emerge from the alchemic realms of paint. Lauren's latest exhibition, Saudade, opened at Sanderson Gallery on Wednesday. The works in this exhibition experiment with Helen Frankenthaler's soak stain technique. Often abstracted, each absorbs the viewer into its individual world of vivid imagery and colour. Beth had a kōrero with Lauren about Saudade and her creative process.
What does the exhibition title mean to you?
Saudade. So I heard it in a song and I was curious to know what it meant, and when I looked it up I just thought it was a really beautiful word. So, and I must have been drawn to it because I felt like it had the meaning of it was sort of how, you know, fitting for how I feel in my life at the time.
Awesome. When I was first viewing the works, I was just enjoying sort of getting lost and the dreamy quality of them and the abstraction. And then I suddenly realised that faces appear in each of the works, which was really cool. And then I sort of went back and, like, examined each one again, sort of in this new context. So I wanted to ask, what is the meaning of the faces to you?
The faces, they start to come out as I am within my process of making my work.
Yeah.
And I sort of see them in the work before they're there, if that makes sense. And I feel like I bring them out, and that's the meaning behind the faces.
Cool. Can you sort of tell us about the soak stain technique and why you've embraced it?
The soak stain technique is a really important part to my work because I feel like oil paint has, like, a life of its own, and it's really important to the creation of the work rather than just a method and material to use to complete the work. And it's what keeps me excited, it's what keeps me going back to the studio, because you can do so much with oil paint, and watering the oil paint down with thinning it out so much means that it sort of does its own thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I'd, pour some oil paint overnight and I'd come back the next day, it has sort of taken on a life of its own, and it has sort of keeps the work moving forward. It keeps me producing new works, that it gives me ideas for how the composition of the work. So it's as well as being a visual aspect to the work, it also helps me to, you know, form the work, create the work.
Yeah.
In the beginning. So,
yeah. Right, yeah, that's really interesting. Can you speak a little on just, like, putting the exhibition itself together and maybe how you selected these works, or, just any sort of details you wanted to explore?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like since moving away from Aotearoa to Melbourne, I do feel like that is why the title of Saudade related to me at this moment in time. It's the feeling of longing, of change for me.
Yeah.
And sort of those ambivalent feelings that you have when you have made a change, and that, you know, there's happiness, there's sort of uncertainty, and I feel like it comes through in the work, and I do feel like the work has changed from my studio in Aotearoa in Te Arasu. It was quite a dark studio, it didn't have much natural light, and I feel like my work was the works were very pastely, very, very bright, and then my new work in my Melbourne studio, it's very sunny, it's very, very hot, and I do feel like the colours have also reflected the feeling of working in my studio. And so I do find that interesting, how your work can change when you change studios or change places. I feel like they're a reflection of my feelings at the time and where I am in my life. So, yeah, I selected them because of how they demonstrate that change.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I suppose that's true of other art forms as well, maybe, you know, music and or other sort of creative outlets. The idea that your environment affects your art or your creations is so true, yeah.
Yeah, whether it's intentional or not, I think on a subconscious level it does as well. So.
Yeah, for sure.
That was Beth speaking to artist Lauren Marks about her new exhibition, Saudade, showing now at Sanderson Gallery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.